you for tuning in to Brandy J's Voices of Courage 2020. You have made a very wise choice when you decided to tune in with me. I once again, as I usually do, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And just know this here for you, I do. You are family. And just know, the voices of courage are voices of all of you, for all of you. And just know that you always have a place here. So, on that note, let's go ahead and let's do this. Before I do, at the beginning of the show now, I'm going to go ahead and throw these some shots out. I'd like to give my first shout out of the morning today to my baby boy, Brandon, and also to two great friends and brothers of mine, family, whatever you want to call them. I love them both to pieces, forever in my hearts, forever in my life. Mr. Wise himself from Stuck in My Mind podcast and Real Wise Radio Productions, and also Poppy J from Talking Real 1000, and also a Hers and His podcast and the Real Wise production. On that note, you guys, I think it's about that time. So let's go.
Oh, thank you.
What is up, everybody? This is your girl, your host, Brandy J. Voices of Courage 2020. And I just want to say to you, how it do and how it is. What it be. And I'm glad to be me. Yeah, I'm just messing around trying to get a little rhyme in there. But thank you for tuning in today with my episode called A Little Bit of Talk with Brandy J. That's all it is. Checking in. Like for real. Checking in. Have you ever found yourself trying to steer away from talking about the crap that goes on in the world today? Like, you just can't get away from it. It's the vaccine. It's the, you know, now it's that now. You know, it's the COVID. It's the, those election. I'm like, it's like, and, you know, you'll literally have a goal of, we're going to steer away. We're not going to talk about that. And then, like, the next 30 seconds, you're already back on next, you know, like something that leads you to still be on there. Crazy. That just shows you how much negativity and distractions, I use that word loosely, pay attention, have been going on back to back to back to back to back to back. You know? Chosen distraction. You know, people are talking about these helicopters that are, and it's true, swerving and whirving all over the turf, just spinning around like over areas. It's like, you do know we can hear and see you, and we're curious, why the hell are you here every day, all day, going in circles? Anybody got any answers for that? There's other places. Same thing. Maybe it's to see who's really paying attention. I don't know. But it's freaking annoying. Like, y'all don't got nothing else to do. But hey, makes a lot of sense why a lot of things are the way they are then. So yeah, just trying to like steer away from the negativity. But let me tell you something. I need you to listen real close. We have every bit of control over that. It is imperative that people really understand, because people are so quick, they just not believe us. And if you put it together, people don't believe what they can't make sense of. It's like their brain is just simple. Like, it doesn't do jack really, but it just, you just put some information in there and that's all it can receive. Anything else is like, no, no. Have you ever just found yourself just kind of baffled, like, you know, like, what is the problem here? Like, how come you don't even care or wonder? I mean, these amazing brains God puts in us he wants us to have that knowledge. Some people are just basic, they don't believe anything. And some of these people, and you wonder why, they'll say they have, they love God and all that stuff, but as soon as something biblical or something, you know what I mean, is apparent and obvious, or when it's time to kick in with the faith, because faith is just, should just always be, they were the first ones to not show it. You know what I mean? Just let's cover that real quick. But just because someone calls themselves something and attends a certain building on a certain day of the incorrect, you know, week, some do, doesn't mean that they're holy and they're following the word. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, so many times I'd be like, I won't even say it, but I'd be like, in my head, I'd be like, you kid, where's your faith? These would be people that are already like, oh, this is that, you know, just there's no faith in them whatsoever as they speak. And I really be thinking like, this would be the time where, but you know, you talk a good game, you know, when you roll up into the church and then you say some, you know, and you do some activities and you're a leader and all that stuff. But in the real retrospect, as soon as something comes your way that is pretty obvious, it's not going to be obvious to the non-believer, it's not going to be obvious to the fake, the so-called believer that says, I know, but does the opposite, feeds the flesh continuously, smirks when you bring up godly stuff, doesn't believe anything, but yet you said you know the word, you love the word. What word are you talking about? You didn't even open your Bible. You're not even a believer. Satan knows the Bible. So that doesn't mean nothing if you know the Bible. They're not saying much. See what I'm saying here? Are you living it? I know we're not perfect, but are you even like trying? Some people just willful. They don't put it like this. You know how people say you're not a believer? That's exactly what it means. Like, it's not just a hashtag. They do not truly believe stuff that they are reading. So I question, and in my head I'm like, then what are you doing? Like, what's the point of you think you're gonna fake it to make it just in case? That is the most stupidest thing I ever heard in my entire life. Because who you think you're fooling? If you're worried about the people, we the last of your concerns. We don't know what's going on. Personally don't care. But I tell you who do care, and I tell you who see through. I mean, you have to be a pretty special individual to think that you can fool your way through the Lord. That just tickles me. But I can tell people that don't believe it. They'll talk a good game about God. But as soon as you have discussions and you reveal some things to them, they don't believe it. They'll be the first ones to go off and do something that does not align with the word that they are at church for every church day. So what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. Just because somebody says something doesn't make it true. Pay more attention to the way people treat people, the way they act, the way they treat themselves. Pay close attention to the words they use, the things they talk about. What do they talk about? And what do they not talk about? Do they spend most of their time talking about things that seem a little overwhelmingly perverse? That's called sex demon. I mean, these things, and then you hear these words, they're like, that's stupid. Well, I guess that Bible you claim you're reading the stupid shit, because that's where it came from. Thank you. How can you know the word if you don't even read it? So this is what I'm saying. Because, you know, people will sit back and say, I totally have to go away from religion, so I don't in my podcast or stuff or whatever situation. I mean, I separate it from politics, so it is. That's great and dandy and all. I get it because I don't really focus in on those. Aren't my get downs, you know? But I'm not gonna sit here and use that bullshit to not talk about a topic or a subject. You know what I mean? Just say that isn't your area. That's not your theme. But to try to not speak on it at all, I don't think that's anybody else. I think that makes people uncomfortable. And I'm telling you right now, if God makes you uncomfortable, get ready to be more uncomfortable. So uncomfortable, you sweating. Okay? We'll be right back. Love you to pieces. Pass me that mic. That's going to be my next show. No, drops the mic. Okay? No, rolls the mic over to you. Okay? We'll be right back. Don't go too far. Hope you're having a great morning. It's more to come. This is Brandy J, Voices of Courage 2020, episode, a little bit of talk with Brandy J, just checking in, you know, just using our voice, using my voice to talk to you. This is what I do, you know, no method to the madness, none at all whatsoever. But to my listeners, let me ask you a question. Have, you know, especially for ones that have children, and when you named your children, right? Like, did any mishaps happen before you got to the name that you chose, where you're like, oh, thank goodness I didn't choose that name, okay? You know, because the things that will inspire somebody to name, they don't even really think it through. They'll be like, this was this moment so amazing. Totally going to name my daughter Miss. I'm totally going to name my daughter. Oopsie. I made a mistake. Going to name him Broken, because it's dad's condom broke. I mean, no, literally, like, and it's like some thing where, like, that's how you got here. If your dad's condom didn't break, you would have never knew this beauty, this greatness here. His name is Broken. I guess, you know, torn, broken. I mean, she could have done worse, right? And named him the actual condom. I don't know, but my point is, I have no point. But the thing here is that they have been people. And we know somebody. If you don't even know them directly, we've heard a name where you just like repeat it like to yourself. You'd be like, hi is Devotion Home. I don't know, just like the weirdest things. Like, especially with there's a certain group of names that really we just really like worked up, like going, I'll start adding to them. Like, you have the Leishas, the Shas. So you go Delisha, Kalisha, Salisha, Delisha, Nalisha, Malisha. Did I say that already? I just go in order, right? Zalisha, Yalisha. You're just throwing them around there. They'll hit the whole Leishas. You know, it's kind of like, you know, words. You have your meaning, sounds, and I don't know how that works out. Or you got just the Ishas, or you got the Draws, and then you got what's some other ones? Something Annan, and you put some at it in front of it. Bannon, Cannon, Lennon, Bannon, Rennon. I don't know if there's a method to the madness, or the ones that name all the kids, they all got their names kind of sound alike, or they have the letters. I think with that family, the Kardashians, like, you know how they all have the K's, and I think the oldest, Courtney, she made sure that she did not do that as her mother. She like went out her way to make sure. Yeah, I'm not saying that. OK, case I'm going on there on court. But yeah, the whole case. And that's not a problem. That's actually kind of, you know, cute. Cutesy. It's not doing too much. Like, mine is named after, I'm Brandy. It's Brandon. You know, I think that's very cute. But some folks, man, like, come on, you're going to leave this kid with this name their whole entire life. And people actually have to say it, repeat it. You know, and sometimes the name is so inappropriate, like, it could be used inappropriately. You gotta give them a nickname in their profession, or even at school. And then when they get professional, they're like, can we just call you the letter of your name? Or something like that. It's crazy. But during this 2020 trauma, they have, you know, when the lockdown, so-called lockdown first began, everybody was like, it's gonna be a lot of Christmas babies, well, okay, so I didn't know that meant you had to, like, name the child. And check this out, Corona, why would you do that? That's not a good memory. That's not a good word at this point. Like, you damn near get shut down for saying, you know, my social media. They don't use that word. But they don't do it for, because the traumatization everybody else is, you know, it's because, you know, it's just basically some bullshit. But, you know, that's the thing, that they will shut that shit down. But what if somebody's named that and you have to use it? What are you going to do? That's their name. You know how messed up for everybody? That parent just made that situation for that child. Now, okay, so the name is Corona. It's now intertwined with when around the time that child was born, and why she even received that name. And then it comes with the whole, you know, I mean, look what's going on today. It's not coming with great feelings. I remember when. No, you probably went into some kind of a, you know. So we all, at this point, probably have suffered from PTSD. You're not helping people by naming the child. We don't want to even think of it. Don't speak it. Say those words. You know? And then the child has to go around with it like, oh my gosh, my name is... She doesn't have a good feeling like, oh, my mom named me on Valentine's Day, the day of, you know, something. But no, she named me after a fucking pandemic that took many... And a lot of just craziness in the world. And great, that's my name. I love it. Doesn't it fit me? No comment. The name is comment itself. You know? I just don't get it. Like, why you would want to hold on to that and name your child that? It's just, like, beyond special. You're like, yeah, you're a warrior. Right? Special. You're like, hello, can I please speak to Corona? Like, no, I'm just gonna call you CC. Hey, C. Hey, K. But I'm not doing that. Parents, you gotta do better. You need to start saying that shit out loud. When you come up with a name, like, repeat it, like, record it so you could hear it yourself. Pretend like you're making a phone call and say that name, okay? And also pretend like you realize that's the name of a pandemic that took and still is taking many. So for that, parents, you get the... What happens, honey? That's what you receive. And when I did, I had my head took to the side with concern. What happened? Want to talk about it? It's not too late. Where's her birth certificate? We can change this. We can fix it. Damn. So that lovely child, or probably many more that named. See, I changed the C to a K, so it's not even the same. Oh. Totally could tell you're going places. You what college did you get? What, come on, tell us. No, still says the same thing, and the tent behind it the same thing. So good luck with that. And then there was another name, I don't know, but you see I'm going with this, and this is true. It's not like this is far-fetched, because we've heard of things like this before. I know you guys have heard some wild out names. So this is what I'm asking you guys. When you get a chance, if you can get a chance, go to one of the pages on Facebook. Voices, I don't think there's a Voices of Courage, but there is a Voice to be Reckoned With. And you can drop it on a Hers and His podcast, or you can drop it in my messenger. That would be even great. But I got one even greater. You want to know? drop that message right here. Drop it on Anchor and go to the support. I think you will find the messaging box. You'll find the link actually together. So you go into my show notes, find the link, follow it, the support, and then the message link. Drop your answer in there. Give me a name that you've heard that a parent named their child and just couldn't even begin to understand why she would set that child up for just a lot of questions. You know, a lot of insecurities. But please do that, because I would love to know. And I would love to interact with you guys more. But if you could do that there, I would love for you to. If you find it easier to, if you just want to go into my messenger and Facebook, but it's way easy because all the links, if you're on Spotify listening, iHeart, wherever you are, the links are there. Sounds good? All right. Sounds better than that name, doesn't it? So crazy. Well, before we roll out here, I would just really like to take the time to say that we are going through some really rough and tough times. And, you know, I know people want to keep the up and up, but please just be aware before you can even get to that conclusion that what's really happening. Don't go off of your own understanding. I don't even have room for that. I need you to get factual, get with the program, like get in touch with your creator inside so you can understand the times that you're in so that we can do better, be better, function better amongst one another, the love, you know, because there's so much hate. So what I'm saying is let's give out as much positive energy. It's so negative already, it's so much. And of course we have to bring light to like the issues and stuff that are going on, and give information, and please be given accurate information. If you don't know, then just don't even talk about it. That's serious. Seriously, don't go off of your, and please stop giving your own views and thoughts of what's really going on, because nobody want to hear that mess. We want facts and truth, and that's what it'll always be about. So if you don't have that, it's real easy. It's called do your homework, your research. If not, talk about something else. I'm serious, but so serious. So on that note, but the positivity amongst all this death and pain, that's why we need it. It makes somebody smile for like a minute, a moment. Something that, you know, our world's not doing for us, that not even asking us how the citizens are, mental health, you know what I mean? Really point in on that. Where's the, you know, the care and the love and concern for people, for the ones out here up against this, dealing with it, you know? A true leader, you know what I mean, that really cares, would ask, would wonder, what, you know what I mean? Like, don't sit here and act brand new. If you don't know what I mean, then just go ahead and sit down, because it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out people are acting like people don't have to have feeling, like have to have care and empathy to be a leader. And I'm like, well, obviously you don't need to be one either, because if you are a leader of a nation of actual human beings, you're gonna have to have some empathy to understand we are not robots, we are people, we need understanding and care. And that's just point blank. And if you don't think so, please don't run. Thank you, and until next time, this is Brandy J, Voices of Courage 2020. Stay up, be strong, trust in God, be kind to your fellow man, and put positivity and love over hate. Thank you.